This is the article entitled Eyes and Ears, found in the book Collected Writings by Bicknell Young. As for total deafness, there is none. Hearing is the only fact there is about deafness. You do not have to bother about deafness, but only have to know about the hearing, and knowing that it is. Do not look for the demonstration, but seek God with your whole heart. There is no trouble with the demonstration when the realization is perfect. What is seen and what one sees is one infinity. Handle hardening of glands, deterioration of lenses, by knowing that man was never born, therefore cannot deteriorate. Glands are ideas of mind. Principle is never hard or rigid. Principle is love. The ideas about principle are like principle in every respect. Man's sight does not depend on years or on the belief of years. In regard to tired muscles, the fact is that vision or eyesight or eyes exist as an infinite idea in the infinite mind. God is all-seeing. That is the idea. Muscles or eyes no more get tired than consciousness gets tired. In the infinite realm of infinite science, man, the universe of ideas, exists at the standpoint of effect. Man is the evidence of power, presence, mind, and law. Man is one with principle, soul, truth, and life. Therefore, man is a name for everything that constitutes your embodiment or body. Your experience, your world, exists in and of that divine principle and is sustained forever by it. All your functions of being are as eternal and perfect as God. Nothing has ever interfered with your sight or hearing. It is sustained irresistibly always. It is kept as your very own, always. It is as though mind itself was seeing and hearing and doing all things. For every function is as absolute and substantial as divine principle, in which it has its eternal being. In fact, mind is doing the seeing and hearing, even though it appears as you. It is not possible that you can lose your sight or hearing, nor have it interfered with, nor can it be subject to any other law than that of perfect continuity. Your sight or hearing can never deteriorate, can never become obscure, nor be less than it is now. Your sight and hearing now exist in perfection, and it is the law of God that you shall see or hear forever as God sees or hears. And this law is in this treatment made operative. It is the presence and power of God. It is the power of God that is operating in this treatment, is acting as a treatment. Now, this power, or law of God, the Word which is God, which is this treatment, which is virtually God, is power and law to annul any belief of impaired sight or hearing, blindness or deafness. It is the law and power which makes impaired sight or hearing, blindness or deafness impossible in belief or at all. It is a law of annulment to the belief that there can be such a thing as contagious disease, or to anything which claims to be cause for impaired sight or hearing. It is a law of annulment to the belief that there could be such a thing as contagious disease that could result in impaired sight or hearing through some injury to what we call eyes or ears. It destroys all the so-called associated law with such claim, all beliefs of memory, or beliefs of medical science, or physiology, or claim that there is any conscious or unconscious recollection of such a belief to perpetuate a condition that would result in impaired sight or hearing in belief. This treatment reaches the very depths of all beliefs and of the subtlety of belief and is the power of God. There is only one law. God's law is in three words: I am all. Divine knowing is a law of annulment to the belief of unhappiness, sorrow, grief, etc., and could never be perpetuated through the beliefs of human generation or birth. It establishes in your behalf the law of God, wherein your oneness with God is absolutely fixed, and where the beliefs that relate to hate and prenatal conditions are forever annulled. This treatment, knowing as mind knowing, is the divine presence and power which operates lovingly and justly and irresistibly to do the things that are ordered of God. And this treatment, being the mentality of all true being, being the declaration of God's presence and power, as creator or cause, and substance and law, substitutes itself for the false belief of impaired sight or hearing, blindness or deafness. Sight or hearing is one. False suggestion claims the necessity or a medium called material eyes and ears, when, as a matter of fact, you see or hear because of mind. Now, sight or hearing is a function. If I know that all sight and hearing are perfect, mine and everyone's, that is, if I understand as mind understanding, so that I know no function of divine mind could be impaired, I will establish sight or hearing for a person whose eyeballs or eardrums have been destroyed. Then he would get his eardrums, or better yet, hear and see without the medium. We hear and we see in spite of eyes and ears. If you can restore function, irrespective of the organ, you restore the organ. A faculty, function, is a spiritual faculty. If I know as I am known, there would be that thing which Mrs. Eddy says, substantially, that conditions essential to the human body may not be essential. This quotation is in Science and Health, page 125. Quote, what is now considered the best condition for organic and functional health in the human body may no longer be found indispensable to health. End quote. Eye or ear is a spiritual idea. Therefore, I have sight and hearing, and you have sight and hearing, and I expect to have these forever. When I know as I am known, I will not have a limited sense of eyes and ears, and to the extent that I know as God, my eyes and ears will be seen as ideas of infinite mind. There is one and only one infinite idea, and that is enough sight or hearing for everybody in the universe, comprising all beauty, strength, perfection, and changelessness. All the usefulness of eyes is but a slight indication of eye or ear as infinite idea. For mankind is not cursed, but blessed all the time. Sight makes the eye, not I the sight. Hearing makes the ear, not the ear the hearing. Sight or hearing is just mind, and mind, sight or hearing is spiritual sense. Science and Health, page 209. In handling a case of defective hearing, always know that it is not a stubborn belief. Know that the thought of Christian Scientists that it is a stubborn belief cannot operate to block a Christian Science treatment. Man, being spiritual understanding, including spiritual ideas, must be in possession of perfect sight and hearing, the one sight, the one hearing, the one eye, the one ear. Seeing and hearing are faculties of spiritual sense, and seeing and hearing is part of being. They are a spiritual fact, and that fact is the one perfect idea, eye or ear, the all-seeing and all-hearing of the mind that we are. Seeing and hearing is a permanent fact, because it is spiritual and perfect, and is a faculty of divine mind. Man is no younger than God and no older. Therefore, he cannot come under the law of age or of impaired sight or hearing. Deafness in adults is self-mesmerism. An idea has the same existence that God has. The law of divine being is a law of perfect sight and hearing, and the law of this treatment, its presence, power, and energy, is tangible and is the only evidence. Law and evidence are one. Fear not, I am with thee. I am all there is to thee. I am that I am. We would not have sight or hearing in belief if there were not a God. We have eternal sight and hearing because mind is the all-seeing and all-hearing, and nothing can take away the I or us. Because eyes and ears are spiritual and not material, they can never be separated from sight and hearing, not even in belief. Glasses are an obstruction. The belief is that there is a kind of lens to the eye that flattens with advancing years. God is all-seeing, all-hearing. That is the idea. And muscles or eye nerves or ears no more get tired than consciousness gets tired. In the real, where thought is God declaring himself, saying, I am infinite expression, infinite individuality, infinite beauty, the glory and grandeur of true being, I am, and here is man. Eyes and ears are not material, but entirely spiritual. They exist forever, absolutely perfect, just like 2 times 2 is 4, only in infinite and true being. Eyes and ears are merely a term to designate spiritual discernment, spiritual understanding. Oft-times, with a particularly difficult belief of deafness, there is the belief that there is excessive vibration in connection with lesser vibration, that a person experiences the absence of excessive vibration, like a man, in a sawmill where there is a terrible noise. You may speak to him, and he may hear you perfectly. But outside, he could not hear at all. Mortal mind's claim is one of stages. Spiritual understanding has nothing to do with vibration. The all-hearing needs no vibrating. Hearing is just mind. Mind-hearing is spiritual sense, what we call hearing. No reaction, inaction, or anything else can interfere with that hearing. No heart to interfere with it. If the hearing is restored, the ears will be restored in due time. Hearing is principle. Mrs. Eddy says in first edition, quote, thought does not have to have sound, end quote. It is spiritual realization, hearing perfection. Mortal mind says that you must have ears to hear with. Hearing is a faculty of mind, which being ever present and the only presence needs no medium. Mortal mind says ears are essential to hearing and the material organs necessary for living. When God is the only life and needs nothing to sustain itself. For deafness, know that hearing is a permanent fact because it is the spirituality and perfection of mind itself. Mind's activity. Seeing is being. Entreating eyes, know them to be the belief about a spiritual fact, and that fact is the one idea about the one eye. One infinite idea is universal man, God appearing. One I signifies the actual divine character of mind and sees its own self. I, in science, merely means seeing. You cannot separate eyes from seeing, nor ears from hearing. And it is an idea and not a thing, not dependent upon matter. As we see that, we shall be more helpful to each other. The idea exists eternally, perfectly, and is ever active because its principle never dies. Sight is perfect. Sight is God, and is always a divine activity. Eyes are a belief that material organs see, but the truth is that understanding is seeing, and seeing is being. The real divine eye sees and hears its perfect self. The claim of thing that could obstruct the faculty called vision or sight is a false belief, without identity, false substance or law under which to exist or continue. And this treatment is a law of annulment and removal to the belief of obscured vision. This is an absolute power which prevents the deterioration of sight. The law of mind is a law of entire restoration of the belief of sight, or to the belief that eyes see. The law of divine mind, I am all, is a law to the belief that eyes, or the belief of eyes, has lost something that it had, and that some secondary belief called disease has produced an effect that impairs the vision. Your treatment absolutely annuls the law that a secondary belief, or any belief, could impair the vision of mind or interfere with the sight that God established as the faculty of being.